Pod Moth.
Bring me the axe. Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome back to my Crunchy Podcast, available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Formerly SoundCloud, but not anymore. We are moving up in the world. Not really, though. I think SoundCloud is like a pretty normal... the word isn't applicable podcast or platform, but valid. There we go. I was trying to look for the word valid. Also, y'all should know by now, English is not my first language. So, any grammatical English or even Spanish errors, I do not take full accountability for. There is other things that I take accountability for, like my toxicness. But the English language is not my first priority. So, which is funny because that's the only one that I don't say the only one that I speak, but it's the main one that I speak. But I would also like to know Vietnamese, but it's really fucking hard. Yeah, welcome back to my podcast. Oh, what the fuck? Welcome back to my Crunchy Podcast, guys. It is me, icon, legend, frequent Tinder ghoster and ghostie, your host, Eddie. So, wow, guys, we have a show for y'all today. Not really, but and when I say we, I mean it's just me. It's just another solo podcast here today. I really just been on a roll with these, and I mean, what's going on? How is everybody feeling? New administration, who dis? You know, vibes. So the Trump era is over. Also, I'm actually filming this in the past, and if this doesn't age well, I'm gonna fucking scream out loud. So yeah, anyway, moving forward, back to the future, please. Speaking of the future, speaking of the past, this is phrase, not that has been haunting me, but you know, like when you hear, you know, certain phrases or you see certain numbers or certain things, you know, frequently, to the point where like, you know what, let me see where the fuck this is from or what this means or whatever. The phrase Tina, bring me the axe has been a reoccurring thing for me within the last year. It's in one of my favorite songs by Bob the Drag Queen called Yet Another Dig. In the song, she says, Tina, bring me the axe. And I thought that was, I first thought that's a teener, but I'm like, okay, whatever. I learned the lyrics to that song because I listened to it so many times, but it's all kind of making sense now. So she says, Tina, bring me the axe. And I thought that was just like an original lyric, right? Full circle, the new season of Drag Race just came out, and one of the categories on the runway was lamé. Lamé is a certain kind of like shiny fabric. It almost looks like satin, but not really. One of the queens dressed up as the Tin Man from that movie, Alice in Wonderland. I don't know. I've never seen it. I don't care. Attack me. That's fine. Come attack me on Instagram, my Crunchy Podcast. Thank you. Or you can leave an Apple Podcast review. Thanks. Okay. So, and usually when they're walking down the runway, they like to like, you know, put in funny puns and shit. And one of the judges said, Tina, bring me the axe, because the drag queen was dressed up as a character from Alice in Wonderland and she had an axe purse. And in my head, I'm like, oh, that's cool. They did a callback to Bob's song. You know, that's so cool because Bob is actually a winner of Drag Race. So, I'm like, cool, you know, callback, whatever. So, quick shout out, right? Kind of find out. I finally look up, you know, this fucking phrase because I couldn't get it out of my head. And it's a phrase from a movie. Mommy Dearest, I believe it was. I finally looked it up today, and it's basically about Joan Crawford and her, almost like her life, I'm assuming. And now I kind of want to watch it for the okay, so in the movie, she's like, she tells her daughter Christina, she's like, Tina, bring me the axe, and she brings her the axe and she chops down a tree, dramatic for no reason, right? And I also haven't watched the movie, so I don't know the full context. But I realized in that moment, I'm a little obsessed with watching Hollywood people spiral. And this is what I mean. I feel like I'm not saying, like, you know, I wish bad on people. It's more of like, why are you spiraling? And it goes down. It comes full circle to, ooh, that was a burp. It comes full circle to me being so intrigued by the human brain and the things the brain, you know, the brain makes us do, I'm always just why, and I try to connect the dots, and it's just so intriguing. Even if there's like no answer, or if I know the answer, I want to keep, I want to keep instigating. I want to continue stirring the pot. Okay, but why did you do that? But why? I know, but why? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I put my finger on it and I do not pull out until, well, y'all can finish that thought. I think it's just, it kind of goes back to like when people say, I love drama when I'm not involved. I feel like that's low-key one of my friends, me and my friends, low-key, that's, I think that's us. Oh, which kind of like, this kind of ties in with the whole Paris Hilton documentary. If you guys have not watched the Paris Hilton documentary on YouTube, which it's free, it has like 5 ads, get over it, but it's like an hour and a half long. You guys need to watch this fucking documentary. I wish it would have gone a little deeper into the Paris Hilton psyche of, because again, it gave me the answer, but I wasn't satisfied. I didn't eat. Do you know what I'm saying? I've wanted to continue eating. I wanted to overeat. I wanted to feel like shit. I wanted to unbutton my pants, take off my shoes. You know what I'm saying? And sweat my socks off. Like, I just wanted more and more and more of it, because I'm so obsessed with like the whole like Hollywood, not Hollywood life or Hollywood people, but like the evil side of Hollywood in a way. Does that make sense, guys? You know, I don't know why I love seeing people spiral. So you guys need to go watch that fucking documentary. Like, make the time for it. I know y'all have an hour. If you don't have kids and you don't have insomnia, if you don't have kids and you're not necrophilia, what's the word? Narcolepsy. If you don't have kids and you don't have narcolepsy, you need to make time for it. As the kids would say, that's on period.
Hi, my name's Jesse, and I'm addicted to paranormal stories.
Hi, Jesse.
I started having problems when I would get into a YouTube dark hole at 3 a.m., and then I couldn't even sleep when I tried because I kept envisioning Hat Man standing right outside my bedroom door.
Hi. My name's Erica, and I'm addicted to paranormal stories.
Hi,
I spend every waking hour listening to true crime podcasts or reading stories on the No Sleep subreddit. Even my dreams have creepypasta vibes.
Does this sound like you?
Then dive into the abyss of the unknown and unexplained with a couple of fellow nerds.
Tune into the Paranerds Podcast with Jesse and Erica, your host with the ghosts.
I don't have ghosts, you have ghosts.
We're two semi-competent paranormal researchers diving into history, legends, theories, conspiracies, and more.
Join us every Saturday as we dissect various topics and speculate wildly.
Find Paranerds on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boom.
Ah, you jerk.
Alrighty. Let's see. What are we talking about today? Oh, yeah. So a little bit ago, and by a little bit, I mean about a month ago, I saw this tweet with headlines from a couple different news sources. One CNN, the other is the New York Times, and the other one is Vice News, I'm assuming, right? So three headlines that pretty much say the same thing. I'm not sure if they're from different times or whatever, but they don't show the dates. But one of them says, this is from Vice, it says, scientists can erase specific memories from a snail's brain. The New York Times says, scientists made snails remember something that never happened to them. CNN said, scientists have transplanted memory from one snail to another. So what does it mean for humans? Scientists have transplanted memory from one snail to another. So what does it mean for humans? I saw this headline and I'm like, the conspiracy theorist in me jumped out. I think I was pooping at the time. So it literally jumped out. Are we the snails? Sometimes, you know, you see these headlines of like scientists do this and do that. And they're kind of like, you know, like crazy headlines and shit. And I'm like in this case, like scientists can erase specific memories from a snail's brain. What did snails do to us? Why are we fucking with their, you know, so why are we over here MK Ultra-ing snails? Why are we trying to brainwash and unbrainwash snails? Like, why do we want this ability to do this? Why would we want to remove certain memories and transplant memory and insert memory? Like, motherfucker, like, I'm not, like, this is like, they are not a fucking computer. Like, it's hard for me to wrap myself around some of the things that we practice, but sometimes I kind of just like pass it off as like, we're humans and we don't have any. I don't want to say we're too advanced to the point where like we just have no self-control. I feel like we just want to like, you know, push for more and more and more. Even if we never use it, we just want to keep pushing for more and more and more, right? And a little part of me like almost like thinks about this. I'm just like, wait, this kind of sounds like the Mandela effect. Like what? Like I said earlier, what if we're the snails and they've been removing, implanting, transplanting memories from us? And ever since I watched the Hunters show on Amazon Prime and the fact that Nazis came to this country, and I talked about this on a previous podcast if you guys want to go listen to that, not right now though, but after this, that the big diabolical plan to ruin America from these Nazis was when they invented corn syrup, because it fucked with our brains over time and our bodies, our health, our everything. And honestly, I look at the South here in the United States and I'm like, you know what, girls? It worked. Like, you have people, you know, in West Virginia on a fucking rolly, you know, on an electric scooter for no goddamn reason besides the fact that they, I mean, not to like, you know, shit on like, you know, disabled people, because there's some people that really do need electric scooters and, you know, mobility assistance. But like, you really do look at some people sometimes and you kind of just judge, and your gut feeling just tells you like, I know you just made poor choices when it comes to your diet, when it comes to your health, you know, and we shouldn't judge, but again, we're human, so we do. A little part of me always goes back to that show and I'm like, wow, bitch, corn syrup really fucked you up, huh? It got you, girl. It got you. I say as I sit here drinking my Coca-Cola. But anyways, yeah, that headline kind of just like struck me a little bit, because I'm like, wow, like this sounds like a Mandela effect. Also, these might not be snails. These might be full-on human beings. Also, do we share anything in common with snails? Because, you know, once they are successful at it with these little animals, bitch, we're the move next. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we're the after party. Humans are next on this fucking list. So, and they're going to, and I feel like when things get to that level of like experimenting on humans, they disguise it with like, oh yeah, they're like, you know, we're taking volunteers for, you know, these experiments and blah, blah, blah. We'll pay you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, bro, like, I saw some of the pictures from the people that were testing the COVID vaccine on, and some of them like got like, it's not cerebral palsy, but like their mouths were like twisted to the side. It looked like one really big evil smile. It looked very Chester, Cheshire cat. Is that how you say it? I'm not sure. So yeah, they're out here fucking with snails for no reason. Also, apparently we've been saying Anne Hathaway's name wrong the whole time. Her name is actually Annie. And Annie, are you okay? Because where the fuck is the I? There is no team. There is no I in team, but there is an I in your name. Because you're saying we've been saying it wrong, but your dumbass parents spelled it wrong. So Anne Hathaway, I'm calling you out on this show right now. Come on this show, defend yourself, or forever hold your peace. That's what I'm trying to say. Also, I know I'm calling out a lot of people today or lately, but I'm gonna start begging bigger podcasters to please let me on their show. And by bigger podcasters, I mean some of my favorite podcasters. So if you guys can please help me rally up support. Whitney Cummings, this message is for you, bitch. Listen up. Sibling rivalry, Bob Monet. Message for you. Let me know if you receive it. Don't leave me unread. Page 7. Holden, Jackie, Molly, and Natalie. Message sent. Ricky, Denzel. Yep, I'm looking at you. This message is for you. Not you only, but for you. Let me see. Oh my god, I'm being so shady right now. I forgot my favorite podcasters. Willem Alaska. I am not a drag queen, but I would like to come on your show. Trixie, Katia on the Bald and the Beautiful. I'm balding. We'll unfortunately have no beautiful people on our episode, but I'm balding. H3 Podcast, Ethan, Ela, Dan, Zach, I would like to see it. And by it, I mean me on your podcast. Zane and Heath, this one's for you as well. And that is basically it. Matt, Mike, you're on the list as well. Okay. Podcast Network. I know I'm technically not a scary story paranormal podcast, but if you would look at my bank account, you would also be fucking spooked. Scared to death, bitch. So please, consider feeding the poor. Thank you. That is basically most of the podcasts, or the big podcasts, at least that I listen to. Everybody else is more like a smaller. I was going to say The Sip with Ryland and Lizzie, but I'm not sure if I'm ready to align myself with Ryland yet. Only because he's a Shane Dawson's fiance, but no, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I feel like that whole Shane Dawson thing in 2020 was really, really scandalous, and I don't think I'm ready, you know, to support Shane again. I mean, I don't think Shane's a shit person or a bad person. I just think he made really fucking poor decisions, and he has to, you know, deal with the consequences. I don't think it's like a life thing, but I feel like eventually, you know, he's going to come back in some kind of way, even if it's not on screen. But it's going to fucking happen. You know what I'm saying? Cancel culture is not a thing, and Shane is one of those victims of y'all canceling every influencer, but not the fucking Hollywood celebrities that do the exact same shit. So, yeah, he'll come back. And I will probably, you know, support Shane again. So, bold statement to make so early on. But I could be wrong. I could change my stance. So, all right, guys. Well, I feel like this podcast, oh my God, I've really been dragging it out today. Huh. I feel like All right. Well, let's end it on this note, okay? So, I'm not a official kind of anything podcast. If anything, I'm really more like a pop culture podcast. Actually, stop the phone. Hold the motherfucking phone. So, I was going to talk about some relationship bullshit. I'll save that for another day, as the weekend would say. Save your tears for another day. This is already fucking late news at this point, but I do want to talk a little bit about the way this Jeffree Star Kanye West thing happened a little bit ago. Did y'all realize that as soon as the rumors started with Jeffree and Kanye and Kim getting the divorce, the Capitol was literally under attack within hours of that rumor starting? And I swear, Kris Jenner works so much harder than any politician, any devil, any priest on this planet. I just think it's funny because the timeline, I'm just imagining Kris like pushing the nuclear button on the situation and being like, not fucking today, not my brand, not my brand, not today. Also, I love how Jeffree Star did the smart thing and leaned into that dumbass rumor that was started by the girl that licked that toilet to prove COVID wasn't real and then got COVID. And low-key, I thought she died from that. But apparently she didn't. She lived to spread lies another day. And we thank her for it, because that was, it wasn't funny, but it was, it started off the year on the right note. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, I just got a match on Tinder. It worked out with my intro today, actually. Nice. Hopefully by the time this podcast comes out, well, I don't say hopefully, but probably Kim and Kanye will already announce their split and their divorce. I don't know if I ever told you guys. I probably have mentioned it a couple times on the podcast here. Me and Kelly Clarkson, we have a little bit of beef, okay? And this is why. So when I got my first car, I got it on a Thursday. Got in a car crash that same Sunday, that week. Kelly Clarkson was sure as fuck playing on the radio at the time. So ever since then, I consider Kelly Clarkson a bad omen for me, because every other time I've tried to listen to Kelly Clarkson, some Azalea Banks voodoo witchcraft shit happens. Ever since then, I can't with Kelly Clarkson, okay? I can't play it. I can't watch her. And the thing is, she has some bops, man. Kelly Clarkson has some motherfucking bops. She was the first person to win American Idol and the first celebrity that I had official beef with. And I'm also calling out Kelly Clarkson to come on the show and resolve the issue. I can go on her show, but the way transportation works, I think it's more financially suitable for her to come on my show. And we can finally settle this beef, either with words or with body shots. You know, it's really up to her. And I heard that she's going through a messy divorce, and it couldn't bring me more joy to hear that my biggest rival, enemy, foe, is going through a messy divorce. And I don't wish Kelly Clarkson any bad because I am the bigger person. And yes, I'm probably about 20 pounds bigger than her. But I'm willing to settle this, Kelly. I am willing to settle our beef and put it aside. And I'm no stranger to a side of corn. That was stupid. I don't even know. We are both adults. But this is how this is how people are like, let me play devil's advocate. And then just completely go on this like open-ended rant that has no fucking end ever. Alright, guys. Well, that's it for the podcast this week. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Please, I beg you, I'm not above sucking dick for reviews. Go give us a review on Apple Podcast. Follow us on Spotify. And you can follow us on Instagram as well at My Crunchy Podcast. Go leave us some hate mail. You know, go give us some, you know, some good, you know, some good energy. You know, whatever. You know, I like to hear both sides. Some neutral, you know, information. Information. Some nutritional information. You know, go ahead. That's it for the show. I think that's it. All my contact information is on my birth certificate and also in my bio on Instagram. So, all right. I'm just going to go ahead and drag out this last minute here. We got about 45 seconds left. This is pre-edit, so it might be less post-edit, but you know, just like gonorrhea, we all like a little surprise, huh? Which, by the way, gonorrhea, we got 20 seconds. Let's talk about her. Got one thing to say to that bitch. Don't recommend. Bad Yelp review on gonorrhea. Don't. She is a skank whore. Do not trust her. Her and COVID. And I can tell you, I did not get COVID in 2020. All right, guys. You guys have a good week. Enjoy yourself. And also, like always, support small podcasters. Support small creators. Support small businesses. Give it a chance. Don't be a dick. Make the time. Change some lives. All right. See you, world. I'm out. Bye.